More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So on Sunday, we got this Senate gun control agreement that emerged with a bunch of Republicans that decided to sell out our rights. But now we're getting to dive more into what the bill actually says. And what we are finding out is they are setting up a new loop that you will have to jump through to actually even get a chance at your Second Amendment rights that shall not be infringed upon. Haha, joke's on us, right? What we now know is that Democrats at the last moment have added what they refer to as a, quote, investigative period to some firearm background checks. All right, quickly, I also want to say thank you to our sponsor. Without them, this podcast wouldn't exist. And Legacy Precious Metals is wanting to help you diversify your financial portfolio. If you've been freaking out over what's happening with your IRA, with your 401k, with your investments on Wall Street, the question is, did you invest in gold or silver? Did you diversify your investments so that there is a hedge with your portfolio for inflation? Well, that's exactly what gold and silver has done for so many. It is a hedge to protect when it comes to inflation. Right now is actually a great time for you to protect your investments with gold and silver. No, you didn't miss the opportunity. No, it's not too late. So call and get the investor's guide from the company that not only do I use, but I also trust. Online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. You can also call them and get the investor's guide for free. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218. 2218. Now, they're disguising this as a deeper record search for gun buyers under the age of 21. But what I've been told by Democrats that I know on the Hill is this is just the beginning so that they can expand this to all gun owners. Now, the broadened record searches for gun buyers, they say, should not offend any of you because it will only offend you if you are 21 or younger. And what the verbiage actually says in the bill is, quote, requires an investigative period to review juvenile and mental health records, quote unquote. Now, let's go back to the Second Amendment for a second, just because I think it's important that we understand what it actually says. And it's actually really short. A lot of people don't understand that the Second Amendment's not up for a lot of debate. And they made it short on purpose because it was so declarative. The Second Amendment says, quote, a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, why did they say it that way? Because they didn't want you to add on things, which I just told you. Democrats are now saying that they believe the Second Amendment should say that it shall not be infringed upon and unless or after we infringe upon it by requiring an investigative period to review juvenile and mental health records. Now, what's interesting is they separated those two. And a Democrat that I know well on Capitol Hill said there was a reason why. They didn't want it to say juvenile mental health records. They wanted it to be separate so they could expand it later on. You review someone as a juvenile, but really this is about reviewing mental health records of all Americans. Now, the agreement also is open-ended, which every single one of you should be very concerned about and angry over, because the agreement contains no stipulation for, quote, how long this investigative period may last, which means that you could go in at 20 years old to buy a firearm and they would say, okay, we're going to start the investigation. Or you could go in at the age of 18. They'd say, okay, we're going to, you know, look into you, right? We're going to look at this investigation into you, right? That's what we're going to do. That's how this works. That's what we're going to do here. And there is no end in sight, just so you understand. They could hold you from having a gun for literally years, because it doesn't say that in 30 days or 60 days or anything else like that, that they must wrap up their investigation. So the Second Amendment isn't just being trampled on. They're just burning it down. They're refusing to look at it. Shall not be infringed is the most important statement, I would argue, of the Second Amendment, because they understood that the things that they're doing now, right, broadening record search for gun buyers that are 21 and, quote, requiring an investigative period that's open-ended, that you cannot appeal, you cannot say they're taking too long. There is no stipulation for how long this investigative period may last, and they can basically ban you from buying a gun until your 21st birthday. Now, on February the 28th of 2019, and if you're listening right now, please help us spread this information by sharing this podcast, because you have to understand they've been setting this up for a while. All right. So please hit that forward button, text us to your friends, share it on social media, because on February the 28th of 2019, House Democrats were actually pushing to change the national instant background check system. Checks so as to allow longer extended review periods. Now, NICS is what it's called, and as you know, full disclosure, I own a gun store, I own a gun range, I've used a handgun to save my life in a shooting. This is very important that people understand what they were trying to do back in February of 2019. They were trying to change the way that we buy guns by saying, forget an instant background check, because right now when you walk in to buy a gun, they run a background check on you, okay? And then you get it back. Many states that you have X number of days to get that information, and if they don't stop you or say no or yes, they'll give you no answer by default, you're able to buy that gun, because it's supposed to be instant criminal background check system. The whole point is shall not be infringed. Doesn't say 30 days or waiting period for 60 days or 90 days or anything like that, because a lot of people come in to buy a gun after there's been a threat against them, after someone comes after them in some way, or they have a stalker or an ex or something like that, and they realize, or somebody, they have that crime that happens in their neighborhood, and they're like, all right, I need to be able to protect and defend myself. The Constitution doesn't say that your Second Amendment right is 60 days delayed. It doesn't say it's 80 days or 90 days or 120 days or 365 days delayed. You're supposed to be able to protect and defend yourself at any point, at any moment when you want to, which is exactly why the background check system is, quote, instant. Not anymore. If the Democrats get their way. And they're very smart about this. I've always said this, and I hope you guys understand why I say it. You should always respect your enemy. You should respect your enemy that is coming after you. And you should understand why they're doing this. And this is the reason why this is a no stipulation they put in this bill for how long the investigative period may last. Because at some point, they're going to come back and change the age requirement from 21 to 25. When will they do that? When there's a mass shooter that's 24. or 25, they'll go to 26. And if it's 26, they'll go to 27. They're going to change this law. They're going to broaden the record search for all gun buyers ultimately, which is what the Democrat on Capitol Hill told me. They said, Ben, this is just to get it in writing, get it done, get it passed, and then we can easily change the age requirement based on the next shooter. Now, the person that gave me this information on Capitol Hill is a prominent individual with a top Democrat who is working on this legislation. The reason why he has given me this information is simple. He has a family that's in law enforcement and he's former military. And he thinks what they're doing now is wrong. That's why he gave it to me. He's the one that whistleblew to me. Hey, there is no stipulation for how long this investigative period may last. So you can stop an 18 or 19 or 20 year old from getting a gun until they're 21. You could hold them up for years. And if there's no stipulation, then there's no law that's, quote, being broken. He also is the one that pointed me to 2019 when the House Democrats were pushing to change the National Instant Background Check system. So they could add, allow longer extended review periods, meaning we can delay you getting your right to protect and defend yourself. Let me go back to NPR and the article that they wrote February the 28th of 2019. House passes second gun background check bill in as many days. The Democratic-led House Thursday provided another piece of legislation to broaden federal gun control legislation. This is from 2019. The bill gives the FBI, quote, more time to do background checks on gun purchasers. It comes a day after the chamber passed a bill extending the checks to private firearm sales. Both measures face long odds at becoming law. Not anymore. Now we're here. It took them from 2019 to 2022, but they're doing it now. The latest bill, quote, would extend the time sellers have to wait before completing a gun sale. Like Wednesday's measure, it passed largely along party lines, 228 to 198. Thursday's bill seeks to close the so-called Charleston loophole, so-called, that's even how NPR puts it because they know they're full of crap, that allowed an avowed white supremacist to buy a gun used to kill nine people at the Mother of Emmanuel Church in Charleston, South Carolina in 2015. Currently, a gun seller has to wait 3 business days for federal investigators to conduct background checks if it takes that long. Most checks, however, are quick, but incomplete data can sometimes cause a delayed response. This is very important. If the delay lasts more than 3 business days, the gun sale can move forward, which goes back to what I said. Shall not be infringed. The Second Amendment doesn't say that you get your right to protect and defend yourself 90 days from now or 100 days from now or 265 days from now. It says you have the right to protect and defend yourself immediately when you want to. That's why we have an instant background check program, and it can take up to 3 days, which is more than enough time for them to do their job.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back in 2019, Democrats did something. They called it the, quote, Enhanced Background Check Act of 2019. What do they want to do? They want to expand the background check period to, quote, 10 days with the potential to be extended another 10. That was in 2019. Critics of the current instant background check system, which still gives you 3 days to do a background check on someone, say that the Charleston shooter would have been barred from obtaining the gun had investigators had more time to dig into his record and discovered his drug arrests. Okay, so we have computers now. We have a system that doesn't in law enforcement that clearly is not being monitored the right way. That's the claim back in 2016, right? When this horrific shooting took place, or say in 2015, at the Mother of Emmanuel Church in Charleston, South Carolina. And they're saying, well, if they would have done a better job, they would have discovered his drug arrest. Well, then fix that problem. Don't make me wait 10 days to protect my family, or 20 days to protect my family, or indefinitely. But that's what they want to do. This is not about protecting you. This is about taking away your right to bear arms. Now, let me paint another picture for you here. Let's say that something breaks out in a city. Let's say that people are forced to bear arms in a city or a state in this country. Let's say that one of these Antifa Black Lives Matter rallies breaks out into total anarchy. Oh, wait, that's already happened. And you need to be able to protect yourself. Let's say instead of it just being a night or two of riots, that it turns into days and weeks, and all of a sudden they're coming into your neighborhood and you need to be able to protect yourself. And Democrats say, no, we don't want you to be able to protect yourself. We want you to be vulnerable for the next 20 days or 30 days or 40 days or 50 days. You don't think they would do that to you? If something crazy breaks out in a city and it turns into a mini war in a city, you don't think that the Democrats, if they're in charge of that city or in that state, would say no gun sales for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 days? What if you're 21 and under? They just hold you up indefinitely. Congressman Louie Gohmert, he cracks me up, and sometimes he says some things that make me laugh, and sometimes he says some things that are brilliant. He said, if you look at the plans being proposed by the Democrats in this gun bill, you can find these very policies already enacted in cities controlled by Democrats. where gun crimes and homicides are skyrocketing. Because his point is, it's not, this is about a gun grab. This is not about making the city safer or the area safer, the schools safer, or anything else. This is about grabbing guns. Listen to what he had to say on the floor of the House.
Not like we're not willing to consider the best way to stop mass shootings, but if you look at the plans being proposed in these bills, you can find these things in cities controlled by Democrats. If you look at the 16 cities that were hit with record homicide rates, they all had Democrats at the top controlling things. If you look at Philadelphia, 524 murders last year. Austin, Texas had a record 88. Indianapolis, 258. Albuquerque, 107. Columbus, Ohio, 179. Jackson, Mississippi, 129. Atlanta, Georgia, 150. If you look at the speaker's own states, as this article by A.R. Hawkins said this week, FBI report on active shooter incidents in 2021 shows California was the number one state for such incidences, with 6 incidences out of the 12 that met the definition of mass killing. California has universal background checks, assault weapons ban, high capacity magazine ban, 10-day waiting period on gun purchases, red flag laws, gun registration requirements, good cause requirement for concealed carry. And what is the response we got in debate last week about you ought to have due process? We're told, oh, they get due process. Look at the bill. What the Democrats call due process is just like the January 6th committee. It's not due process. It's not bipartisan. They have only one side that's heard at the hearing, and the people that want to take away your gun, they don't get to be there. So the husband can rush in and claim the battered wife as a threat. That's enough to get her eliminated from being able to use a weapon.
The congressman, by the way, is spot on. You talk about women and what he just said. A battered woman can go to get a gun. The husband can say, oh, hold on a second, she's crazy. And then they would open their indefinite investigation into her, leaving her vulnerable. This week, there was a story that broke. You won't hear about it probably anywhere but this show. But there was actually a pregnant woman who used an AR-15, right? A weapon of war, a gun that no one should own, except if you're in the military, to drop an armed robber attacking her 11-year-old daughter. You want to talk about empowering women? As Democrats are pushing for more gun control and limiting your ability to buy a firearm and putting indefinite time checks on your background, we're seeing a terrifying crime wave ignited by their soft-on-crime policies of the left, their defund-the-police policies of the left, the we-don't-want-to-put-people-in-jail, bail reform, prison reform policies of the left. And there are daily reminders that we can see of why our Second Amendment and our right to self-defense must never be infringed upon. One of the most important examples involved an 8-month pregnant woman who used an AR-15 to defend her 11-year-old daughter and injured husband during a violent home invasion in Florida. Now, at the time, her husband, Jeremy King, was being pistol-whipped and kicked in the head by 2 masked burglars. Them guys came in with 2 normal pistols, and my AR stopped it, King told Bay News 9 in Tampa. My wife was forced to play. Right? And she had to stop them, to keep them. She was forced to even the playing field and kept them from killing me, the husband said to the news. He recounted how quickly the armed bandits turned violent. They came in heavily hooded and masked. As soon as they got the back door open, they had a pistol on me and they grabbed my 11-year-old daughter. I'm telling them I have nothing from you, nothing for you. And they're like, give me everything you got. Became real violent, real fast. The burglars, who wore masks and hoods, pistol whipped and repeatedly bashed King in the head. Because if he's incapacitated, they own the daughter and the wife, and they can do whatever they want to do with them. They can beat them, they can rape them, assault them, whatever they want to do. I'm telling them, I've got nothing for you. The burglars who wore masks and hoods, pistol whipped and repeatedly bashed King in the head. The commotion alarmed King's wife, who was in the back bedroom. One of the burglars saw her and shot at her because they didn't care that she's pregnant. They didn't care that she's a woman. That's when Mrs. King, who was in her third trimester, ran into a back room, grabbed an AR-15 rifle, and stormed into the living room like the members of SEAL Team 6, as it was described by her husband. When he came towards the back door in her line of sight, she clipped him, King said. He made it from my back door to roughly 200 feet out in the front ditch before the AR did its thing. Joseph Baez, 27, was found dead in the ditch, according to the Tampa Bay Times. King suffered a concussion, a fractured eye socket, and a fractured sinus cavity. He required 20 stitches and 3 staples in his head. He credited his wife's quick thinking and their AR-15 rifle for keeping their family alive. She evened the playing field and kept them from killing me, the father said. So what do Democrats want to do? They want to confiscate your guns or not allow you to buy guns until they decide a reason why you can't own that gun. That's their game plan here. This example that I just gave you is one of many where a good guy, or I should say woman, a wife, a mother, a pregnant woman in the third trimester stopped an armed criminal or armed criminals from killing innocent people. This is exactly why you shouldn't have to wait. You shouldn't have to wait to protect and defend yourself. Why? Because the Constitution says you shouldn't have to wait. Shall not be infringed. Doesn't say wait 30 or 60 days. But what Democrats decide to do is they want that this new law would require an investigative period to review your juvenile and separate mental health records. And the agreement contains no stipulation on for how long this investigative period may last. So if the government decides to come after any of us 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, whenever, they can just say, none of you can buy a gun right now. We didn't ban it, right? We didn't ban your ability to buy a weapon. We're just not letting you pick up that gun indefinitely because that's what we can do.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days,
it would have been juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Part of the reason why they're doing this right now is because they do need a distraction from you. They know how bad things are. We're in a bear market. Look at what's happening on Wall Street. Look at how much money you've lost in your 401k and your retirement account. I'm not even opening my mind right now because it's so bad. U.S. gas prices have hit an average of $5 per gallon for the first time in history, setting 31 new records in the last 33 days alone. So if you freak people out over guns, right, and get them distracted from all the other things that are happening because they are in charge right now, then you'll understand it. There's also something else you need to know about these cowards and these traitors in the Republican Party. Of the 10 Republicans, 10, who are supporting the left's gun control agenda that I'm telling you about right now in the Senate, 4 of the 10, so 40% of them, are retiring. And none of the other 6 face an election this November. They're cowards and they're traitors. And that's what they are. And I will never back down from that because I can read. And the Second Amendment says a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And these 10 Republican traitors know that's what it says. And the reason why they're doing it is because 4 of them are not running for re-election. They're retiring. And the other 6 are not up for re-election in November. They know what they're doing is taking away your power, and they're okay with it because they are power drunk because of what they've been able to do with COVID. You know, you look at what's happening right now in this country. I'm just talking about mindset, okay? This weekend, somebody sent me a picture, and it was one of those moments where you just say, wow. Stanford had their medicine graduation ceremony, their medical school, okay? They call it their Stanford School of Medicine. It was outdoors. All of the people that were in attendance not only were vaccinated, but had to be boosted. And all of them were masked. So all of these future physicians are willing to defy the science just to be in the graces of the medical community. All of these graduates at this ceremony that's outdoors, all of them got the vaccine, double vax and boosted, and all of them wore a mask outdoors, which defies, quote, the science, right? We're supposed to follow the science. Now, this is what's happening in this country right now, and this is just the example that I can use for you today about the sheep lining up and just telling the government, we'll do whatever you tell us to do. These future physicians, do you think any of them are going to have the character to stand up for human health, right, against anything the government tells us to do in the future, or lockdowns or mandates of vaccines? You think any of these individuals are going to have the character to stand up against insane political pressure to conform on any medical issue in the future? Because I don't think that it's actually going to happen with them. Why? Because these Stanford medicine graduates went to a ceremony with a that was outdoors, that were where you had to be boosted, all of you, and all of you had to be masked, which defies the science that they're demanding we follow. These are the future leaders of this country, and this is what the Democrats are betting on. They are betting that you can make a bunch of people that will just say, okay, we'll go along with whatever for the, quote, good of the people. And they realize there's a very good chance to do this. Why? Because the data shows that they can get away with it. They believe it. That's why they're doing what they're doing right now. Hey, you can't buy a gun until you're 21. Okay, we'll let you, but we can hold it up until you're 21 while we do our investigation that's open-ended, that has no checks and balance. And by the way, it's unconstitutional in my opinion anyway. This is exactly why back in February of 28, 2019, NPR noted that House Democrats were pushing to change the national instant background check system to allow for longer review periods. And what they really want is indefinite review periods. So if they ever need to, they can just stop you from buying a gun indefinitely. Not take away your right. Just, you know, really look into your background. The FBI, by the way, has a massive budget. And they're the ones that conduct the instant criminal background checks on retail gun purchasers. The checks are designed to be completed quickly, but the FBI can take up to 3 business days to conduct the check if they believe they do not, if they need to see more records on you. This means that the background check system either returns a pass or a fail, or it signals a need for an extended review of records. On August the 5th, 2019, Democrats said in Business Insider that the controlled Democratic House at the time was demanding the, quote, Enhanced Background Checks Act to extend the NICS review policy 10 days with another 10 days and even possibly more. The Republican-controlled Senate said no to this. But now you've got 10 Republicans, 4 of them not running for re-election, the rest of them not up for re-election this November, who've decided to go with the Democrats. Because they don't believe that you have the right to protect and defend yourself without them giving it to you each and every time you get on your knees and beg them for the ability to buy a firearm. This is about control over you, the people. You look at the pregnant woman I told you about earlier. Do you think she had a right to bear arms? Yeah. Thank goodness she knew how to use that firearm. But Democrats want to confiscate guns from legal gun owners. They don't want to admit that good people should be able to buy a gun whenever and wherever they want to stop criminals from killing innocent people. You had a security guard, by the way, shot an armed serial robber after he charged into an Illinois bank branch. The security guard, Brian Harrison, whipped out his gun and shot the robber when he saw the perpetrator waving a gun around. The attempted robbery occurred while 3 bank employees were on duty. Last month, 2 gunmen who invaded a house in Alabama were shot dead by the armed homeowner. The homeowner, who was shot multiple times and injured when gunfire was exchanged during the burglary, is recovering after surgery. Yet as crime surges in this country, Democrats are making their most aggressive push for gun control in the history of this country. Why? Because they want to control you. They believe now is the time to erode the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens, and they believe they can get away with it because you've got 10 Republicans that are saying, fine, we'll go with you. Here's what I know. The 2 men that used guns against me, one of them was a felon, one of them had just turned 18. He had a juvenile record. Neither of them was allowed to have a handgun. The 18-year-old because he wasn't 21, and the other one because he was a convicted felon. Guess what? Out on parole. Guess what? The legal system let them out of jail so they could commit a crime to try to take my life away from me. What I know is criminals don't follow the laws anyway. They will find a way to get their hands on illegal guns. It's obvious. And when you disarm America, you're only disarming the law-abiding citizens. If gun control were the solution, why are there out-of-control murder rates, out-of-control just shootings on record in only Democrat-controlled cities like Chicago and Philadelphia and Detroit and New York and San Francisco and Los Angeles, which boasts the strictest gun control laws in the entire country. Give you a headline from ABC 7 Chicago. Chicago shootings over the weekend left at least 28 different people shot. Four of them have died so far. That's a normal week in Chicago where they have massive gun control laws. You think it's working? New York Post, this weekend, at least three killed, 11 injured in, quote, mass shootings across New York. You had another, quote, mass shooting. 11 people injured in Philadelphia. You have a guy on South Street in Philadelphia walking around. No one can stop him, and he's just starting to shoot at random people. You had 40 people shot last weekend in Chicago. 40 in a city where handguns are illegal. It's not about guns or the law-abiding citizens. It's about the government having power over you. Memorial Day weekend, for example. Chicago Sun-Times article. 51 people shot over Memorial Day weekend in Chicago. The most violent, about half of those that were shot were on the west side. Most of them in a single police district where there were two mass shootings. This is not about protecting you. It's about controlling you. Why do you think they're now saying that they want to have a deep dive into your mental health records? Because even if you don't have mental health records, you can still investigate your mental health, and that can give them the ability to say, hold on, pause, for as long as they want. For as long as they want. That means they can take away your right to bear arms indefinitely because you're too stupid to understand what they're doing. And you want to, you know, and they say, well, we're just trying to save lives. No, they're not. They're going to cost innocent people their lives, and they don't care if it costs you your life because it's about the government having control over your life. Hope every one of you will share this podcast with your family and friends. Please write us a 5-star review. It makes a huge difference on the podcast chart so more people find our podcast. And I will see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.